Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, March 16th. In the 60s, commercials like this one were a dime a dozen.
From Manhattan towers to towering pines, a Marlboro legend grew. Till today, it's the brand that won the West and the rest of the country, too. Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
And that makes sense, because in that decade, an estimated 42% of Americans regularly smoked cigarettes, according to PBS. Now, though, well, that number's fallen by nearly one half here in the U.S., and by 2019, for the first time on record, global smoking rates also dropped to 19% from around 23% in 2007. So if you're a long-standing tobacco company and fewer people than ever are smoking cigarettes, just what are you to do? Well, the answer appears to be invest in vaping. That's what Marlboro's parent company Altria did. In 2014, Altria launched its own e-cigarette brand, MarkTen, and acquired another e-cig company called Green Smoke. E-cigarettes, by the way, heat rather than burn tobacco in a nicotine-filled aerosol that can be inhaled. Both Altria brands remained on shelves until 2018, when Altria pulled them because it had its eyes on another more dominant player in the e-cig space, Juul Labs. That year, Altria invested almost $13 billion in Juul. At the time of Altria's investment, Juul had rocketed to the top of the vaping category, attracting younger and younger users with its flavors like mango and cream brulee, according to the AP. But after that dominance that began in 2017, Juul has had a slate of really, really bad years. The company's been slapped with thousands of lawsuits from individuals, families, school districts, even Native American tribes. Plaintiffs accusing the company of deceptively marketing to young people and blaming Juul for a surge in vape usage among teens. In 2019, Juul pulled its advertising in the U.S. and discontinued most of its flavors, but the company was still in hot water with a little outfit called the Food and Drug Administration. Last June, the FDA rejected Juul's application to keep its product on the market, according to the AP. Altria, in turn, began slashing the value of its Juul investment down to $450 million from $13 billion. So it may come as little surprise that earlier this month, Altria pulled out of its deal with Juul and then promptly knocked on the door of a rival e-cigarette maker with a boatload of cash in hand. Altria has invested $2.75 billion in Arizona-based e-cigarette startup Enjoy. That's significant because Enjoy has something that Juul never did. Say it with me here, FDA approval. Altria will now have global ownership of Enjoy's ACE, the only pod-based e-vapor product with market authorizations from the FDA. Explaining the swap, Altria CEO Billy Gifford said, quote, Juul faces significant regulatory and legal challenges and uncertainties, many of which could exist for many years, end quote. Just about sums it up, doesn't it? Well, as smoking falls out of favor, tobacco giants are scrambling to stand out in the vaping industry. But regulatory hurdles, not to mention potential future regulation, await any brand that manages to get in this game. So Altria is betting big on Enjoy, while Juul's future looks like it may go up in smoke. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.